Hi, John Proctor. I want to share a few thoughts with you today on Black Lives Matter. The recent death of George Floyd in police custody in America has ignited feelings across the world. Indeed, more than just feelings, but a movement for change. Despite the coronavirus lockdown, thousands of people have been prepared to take the risk and protest publicly. Often with the crowds being so great, social distancing has been impossible. Many may think this irresponsible, but others will see it as an absolute necessity to protest about racist attitudes and actions at home as well as abroad. The issues are about justice and equality. Some have said that the only solution to this injustice and lack of equality is for white people to give up power. I am sure many of you would say you are not racist, but I wonder if deep down there is an unconscious bias. Indeed, if we are not willing to stand up and be counted for our black brother and sister, then this can be seen as a form of racism in itself. We don't simply need to demonstrate a bias, but our apathy or attitude that it doesn't involve or affect me speaks volumes. Every person is created in the image of God, and if I am to be a witness to my faith, I need to recognise this. What can we do to move this change forward? Well, we need to talk about it, and we need to listen to the voice of people of colour. If you would like to have this conversation, we could arrange a meeting on Zoom. Simply send me your email to john@alabare.org, and I will organise a Zoom conference for us. It would be good to encourage some of our black and ethnic members of our parish also to join this debate, because it is important to hear your view as much as the view of ourselves. I hope this will be the start of a conversation that at least will help us to become aware of any unconscious bias that we ourselves might have in this area.